22nd episode of Emulate This. We get hypothetical once again. Mike ends his Odyssey voyage, and we're going to review the great Wild West shoot 'em up, Sunset Riders. All right, let's start the show.
Well, Lordy frickin' God!
Podcast. Gentlemen, how are we?
Fantastic.
Everyone's doing good?
I have breaking news!
Oh, shit.
This is all really
Oopsie daisy!
I blew it.
Got you, motherfucker.
Fat fingered the board again.
No, not fat fingered. Shit, I'm trying to, like, bring the volume down and make the show sound good, and Rory's just like, hold on, fuckers, let's do this!
He's not an octopus.
I have breaking news.
What's your breaking news?
Wait a minute. Hold on. Do you have breaking news?
I absolutely have
breaking
news.
Well, let's do it proper. Breaking news. Right.
Awesome. So, apparently, Nintendo is rumored to be cutting production of the NES Classic.
Wow, that is breaking
in
news.
In less than 60 days to support the Why? Switch full time.
Wow.
Because it dips into their virtual console for the new platform, because they're not cross, unlike, say, like Microsoft.
So what does that mean? The prices go up now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure they'll go even mm-hmm. higher. Well, there's no reason to have one at all, because the Pis are
one.
Superior right. in every way, shape, and form. But anyway, they are going to cut it off. They're
Except
gonna
when
stop
they crap
production.
Out on you when you're trying to play Sunset Riders.
Well, what they're doing is they're trying to get you to buy those games from them again,
yeah.
because you're unlike Microsoft, as I was saying, it's not user or profile based, it's system specific. So stuff that you bought on the Wii didn't transfer to the Wii U, and stuff that you bought on the Wii U will likely not transfer to the Switch.
Okay.
So you're saying they're afraid people will buy the NES Classic instead of a Switch?
I'm saying Nintendo is run by people like, that have no idea how to run a business.
Well, no, we know that. Yeah. That's I don't understand. Did it stop selling NES Classic? Did it slow down?
Let's pull something that's selling well.
No, not at all. I'm shaking my head like you can hear me on the microphone. No, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah. None of it makes sense.
No.
They do not make sense. They don't want your money.
Right.
And they live in fantasy land. I don't understand it at all. They're making money. People want them. And they just said, no, we don't need it.
A little off subject here. Will this Switch be the first console in the ninth generation, or is this still an eighth generation deal?
Technically.
It's an eighth.
Yeah.
Because the eighth has been around for, like, what, 7 years now?
You would think that they go to a next generation, but I would argue that the
Jack, get in here!
the expanded specs of the PS4 and the Xbox don't classify as a new generation, just a different iteration. So it's not the ninth console generation, it's just an extended eighth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It's kind of in the middle. Right. It wouldn't be fair to call it.
That's like the
ninth generation.
We're going to talk about Atari later on, but it's like the 5200.
Yeah, yeah.
It's still a third generation console.
Yeah, yeah. I would lump it in with Xbox.
Dude,
One
I'm kind of pissed off
PlayStation
about this.
4. It's only been 3 years.
Wait, what?
I'm really pissed off because I wanted to buy a Nintendo Classic, but I'm not going to get one now because they're going to stop production. Now all the prices are going to go back up again. You know?
No, you already have the Pi, which is
a thousand
times more convenient. And it has more functionality.
That's all right, but I wanted a little console. I wanted the thing.
You want a little piece of plastic to stare at.
I wanted a piece of history.
It's a collector's item.
I guess I can't explain myself, but I mean, I did. I wanted one.
No, not at all.
Nintendo hates money, apparently.
There's
$120 sitting
on
this table
right now.
I mean,
Rory, you always say that, though, but they're doing something right.
Mm.
They've been around since 1890 or some shit.
Well, a lot of that was card games.
Nintendo. It doesn't matter. It's a company that's been around forever.
I'll give you that. There's very few companies that still exist from that age. But different world, different company.
Different times.
Nintendo they sold chemicals and shit back then. Yeah, they sold all kinds of shit Nintendo.
They probably did some questionable stuff during World War II, too. I'm sure they did. All right. But, like, my point being, like, Nintendo is run by chimps. I don't understand how else to say.
Jesus
like,
Christ.
They are beyond stupid.
So, obviously, they don't endorse our show.
No.
Nobody does.
Nobody does.
Would you?
They should make does.
Shit we talk?
I know. Nintendo should just go, fuck it, we're making vacuums. That's what we're doing from now on. We're making vacuums. I actually went to buy a vacuum.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
Awesome.
My
Tell
vacuum.
Well, let's start the insanity.
My vacuum stopped working, so I went to, you know, a store to look at vacuum. Vacuums are weird now.
It's a racket,
like, they actually make vacuums now look, like, in a way, sexy.
Yeah.
Like you see a vacuum and you go, my God. And then to the left, there's another vacuum and you go,
you're such an
oh my God, look at that vacuum. It almost looks, it's almost like, why can't they just make a vacuum look like a vacuum?
You're aroused. All you want to do is suck shit up off your carpet and you're turned on.
It's ridiculous.
It's silly.
I want a simple vacuum. All the vacuums now are transparent.
Does it have Wi-Fi?
This is ridiculous.
Why are they all transparent? They look like jet engines.
You can get a normal vacuum. You can get
not where I went.
Well, then where'd you go?
Target.
That's bullshit. What do you want? Like a bag vacuum?
I just want a vacuum.
Well, there's bags and bagless.
There's bags and there's bagless.
They look like vacuums now don't even look like vacuums.
Yes, they do.
No, they're selling an image. Like, what are they going for?
I don't know.
Do I really care how a vacuum looks? Why do I need to see through it and see all the turbines?
You don't.
And see all that
don't
stuff? I don't want to see all
then
that
don't
stuff.
Get that vacuum.
You can get a plain one.
Oh, let me ask you this.
Huh? Please
I
do.
Want one with a light on it.
Sure.
I don't know why.
Who
but
does?
I want with a light.
I want a vacuum in the dark.
I would rather have a light on my vacuum than be able to see the dirt whipping around inside. I don't care.
Oh, you're saying there's a dirt and like there's a light in the
they're
chamber that has the dirt?
No, they're all just see-through. They're all see-through and there's some that swivel on a ball.
He wants a light.
They're way too complicated.
Wait a minute. Hold on
they're
a
way
second.
Way too complicated. I don't
I
care
want
about
a vacuum
that.
In just, the dark.
First of all,
nude.
The ball thing just steers the vacuum so you can get around tight
it's
corners.
Stupid. How hard is it to turn a
fine.
Vacuum?
Then don't get it. I don't have a fucking ball on my vacuum. Hey, I'm talking. I don't have a fucking ball on my vacuum, and I'd get by fine.
Yo,
and
you found it.
I didn't buy one. I was like, fuck this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's overwhelming.
No, I just
buying a vacuum.
Yeah, I walked out. I bought a shower curtain and left. Shower curtain.
That's the same neighborhood. Right.
Look,
your first mistake.
What the fuck are you talking about?
All right. Well, we have a good show today.
Your first mistake was not bringing an oak steak with you.
Right? It's time for the Odyssey. What's that like?
I can't get over the fucking vacuum. Sorry.
The vacuum, yeah.
How far have we fallen? Right,
here we go.
Fuck vacuums, okay?
This show is pure anarchy. I don't even know if I was supposed to hit that thing.
Well, that's all right.
That's good.
We do have a good show, and we're going to start with the Odyssey.
We did. I'll get to the rest of the show after the Odyssey, and the Odyssey, of course, is what we've been playing. I'm going to go first on this one.
No, good for you, Rod.
Yeah,
you never
right.
go first.
That's right. I'm going to go first on this
You're
one.
You're a cock.
And I'm going to bring up a game that actually Eric brought up a couple weeks ago that I am addicted to, and I played probably 30 times today, probably 30 times
really?
The other day. Devil's Crush.
Oh, right, dude.
You did bring up Devil's Crush.
I am so addicted to that game. Any chance, like, I think about Devil's Crush all the time. I was cleaning the house today. I was like, oh, my God. All right.
Not with a vacuum, though.
After I put the laundry in.
No more.
I do this over there. I wait for the floor to dry in the kitchen. And I'm going to go play some Devil's Crush. I literally played Devil's Crush 30 times.
Right. It's addicting as shit.
Got a pretty good high score today.
Yeah? What are you at?
Just under 10 mil.
Can you? 14 mil is my record.
Did you really? You got 14 million?
Mil. Yeah, but I've been playing it longer than you. You only played it for one fucking day.
Hold on a second.
Can you
refresh my memory on how this thing works?
It's a pinball game.
Pinball machine.
Oh, right.
Doesn't it feel like
dude, the physics are dead on. The sound effects are dead on, too.
It's addicting.
Mm-hmm.
The music is like, it's the same board, but dude, it like gets in your head.
Yeah, and there's like three stages to it.
It's incredible. Really? There's so much shit. There's a strategy to it. Like I found out what you should do is in the beginning of the game, you want to work the bottom of the table.
Get through the castle.
Yeah, you want to get through the castle. The castle puts a blocker down at the bottom, okay? And you want to work the bottom. You want to get some points down there and work your way up the table. And when you get to the bonus levels, it's like fighting a boss. That's where you get the big bonuses.
Yes.
But they're very hard. You know?
Some of them
There's a lot to the game. You don't see that right away. You're like, there's a lot to this.
Mm-hmm. You would think that it's just a pinball game, but there's a lot to
it. There's a lot. It's fun. It's addictive. Because you always go, I can do better. It's hard to put it down. You're like, because one round you might do nothing. You might get like 800,000. You're like, well, that sucked. I got to play another one. So you play another one and you play another one and you play another one.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Is it that?
It's fun. I'm telling you, man. It's the best pinball video game I ever played.
The music's in my head right now.
Yeah. And it's so real to life. The physics of it with the way the ball moves and everything and the flippers that you kind of get lost in it almost like it's a real table.
And there's all the bed. They have all these minions the that like dance around.
What do you call them?
The flippers. The flippers.
You got like those flippy flippers.
Well, they're webbed. You know, that's how I control the flippers. I control the flippers with
You can never say flippers anymore.
Flippy flippers. That's how I control the flippers with my flippers.
There should be a slippy flipper pinball thing.
Anarchy.
Pinball machine. Slippy flipper pinball.
Is this like a gas leak and we're not aware of it? Seriously. There's some crazy shit going on today.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but anyway, it is an awesome game. Eric had a good point with that game. It's amazing. It's amazing. We're going off the rails on this show.
You guys are drunk. I'm totally
big
sober,
ass water bottle. Anyway, I love it. I'm totally addicted to it. Rory, have you ever played it?
I have played it.
Yeah,
I have. And there's also Alien Crush.
Yeah, I played it. Is that older? It doesn't look as good. It doesn't feel as good.
Well, the subject matter is kind of weaker.
It has two
graphics
tables,
aren't
too.
As good.
But they're not as involved. It's not as involved, for sure.
And I love how the characters walk around, like the little mini. They come out and they just come out of the castle and it's awesome.
It's a great game.
The game's
come out of it. I gotta check this out. Dude,
it's complicated. It's complicated.
Yeah.
Get with it.
On your pie.
You know how a
PC
pinball
engine.
Table works. A pinball machine, right? You know how they work.
No.
It's not as easy as just flipping a ball around.
Do you know what pinball is?
No, it's more difficult.
You heard of clouds. You wouldn't believe it. I just learned the other day.
Lights on vacuums now.
Well, what happens with a pinball machine, there's a certain way you should do things because it unlocks other things and it allows you to gain more points.
Okay.
That's usually how pinball machines work.
Yeah.
Right. So the game's the same way. It's not just don't let the ball drop. There's a lot of stuff. Don't let the ball. There's a lot of stuff you got to do.
Which we're doing right now.
Yeah. So that's what I've been playing. Mike, how about you?
I have been playing. I got back into Metroid on the NES.
Okay.
Depressing music.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm liking it, though.
It's not bad. I mean, I like it. It's good.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a good game.
It's I just wanted to give it another go around because I tried it when I was younger and I want to start trying these games that I started when I was like a kid and I didn't get them, like Zelda.
Yeah.
And I have Metroid, so I put that in, played it for about an hour the other day.
Yeah.
Cool.
I didn't know what I was doing.
Did you start it a while back though? Right?
Oh, only for like
you just checked it
like,
out.
Yeah, I bought the game and I wanted to just test it.
Super Metroid's good too. You should try.
Well, I hear that's like the best one.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I liked it a lot.
But I'm like, I just wanted to like do the.
You want to start at the beginning?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
And usually, like video games, it doesn't really matter.
It shouldn't.
I mean, maybe some games it does. I haven't come across one.
Well, not especially when there's no story.
Not at that
missing
generation.
A story yet.
When
that
you
generation.
Talk about like 360 generation, you might want to play previous ones for especially story heavy ones.
Well,
like
that's true. Like we were talking the other day about BioShock. Seems like BioShock, you would need to because doesn't it go into the past with the second one?
In the beginning, it's a prequel. Mm. In the beginning. The second one's beginning is a prequel to the first one.
Right.
And then it happens. It resumes after the ending of the first one.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And three like isn't
Have you played this? Have you played it?
Metroid. Yeah. Yeah, I have. Why?
Talking about BioShock.
Oh, BioShock.
Jack, get in here, will you?
Oh, Jesus.
No,
we don't need any more Jack.
I checked it out. I was
just talking about... I don't know what the fuck I was talking about.
No, I checked out. Why are we talking about BioShock?
You've checked out for sure.
We were talking about like story, like he brought up Super Metroid and now is a good game. And I just was saying that I wanted to try and get through the original Metroid.
I
played Super Metroid.
Super Metroid's way
Well, you
better.
Should, yeah.
It
yeah.
does, it, you know, and then I was saying, does it really matter?
Because once you play Super Metroid, you're not going to want to go back to the first one. Because it's pretty close to the same thing, but it's just a lot better.
Sure. And it's considered one of the greatest games, you know, at least on that console. Mm. So I'd like to give it its due.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. So
that's why I've been playing Metroid.
Mm. Cool. Rory, you?
I have been playing King of the Fighters 13 very heavily. Mm. And it's not that funny, Ryan.
Stop.
It
is.
And it
it was pretty funny.
Right.
And it's great. It's a great game. It's the last, well, 14, the one that just came out a couple months ago. Hmm. This one, obviously 13 was right before it. It still uses sprites. It doesn't use polygons. And it was made for the 360, PS3, and the PC, so it's right. Steam generation. So it's made for higher def monitors that are widescreen. So it suffers from the problem where all the characters, because it follows that ratio of 13:9 or
16:9.
16:9, yeah. Mm-hmm. Everybody looks fat. Everybody looks fat.
You can't do anything about it.
Well, there's no way to make it, because it doesn't use the 4:3 ratio, like the old, emulator CRT
style.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah.
So, we talked about this when I talked about, Super Street Fighter 4. Everybody just looks fat and it doesn't look right. It still plays great. Mm-hmm. It's got great moves and great rosters, but everybody looks fat. Terry Beauregard just looks like a fat chub of shit now.
Yeah,
and it's he's my guy when I play that game. King of the Fighters is like the crown jewel of fighting games because it takes all of the other franchises. So it's like an all-star game. All of the franchises from SNK, plus some ones that are only in the King of the Fighters world. And they just throw them all together and you can do 3-on-3 combat. Again, I'm playing on the 360. It's a great game. If you love fighting games and you love SNK,
I'm sorry, what is it again?
King of the Fighters 13.
What year did that come out? That was,
and you're playing it on what?
About 5 years ago, 360.
Oh.
About five, that's later than I thought. Yeah.
About
yeah,
5 years,
five years
old,
ago.
I think.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's got a decent roster. I think it's got about 24, 28 people. Great game.
Yeah.
I believe it's still kind of expensive.
Is it really?
Yeah. Bet you it's still around $40.
No shit. $40. Did you buy it?
I bought it years ago. Yeah.
Really? You bought it brand new?
I think I bought it on sale for $40 5 years
really?
Ago.
Really? Yeah, I haven't played that one.
It's a great game.
Shit. Cool. What's
did
that?
Did we all go?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Go ahead. Usually I go first, but I'll go last. I'm playing Batman Returns on SNES.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
It's if you hate clowns, this is the game for you.
You throw them into everything.
Just beat the shit out of clowns. Tall clowns, skinny clowns, fat clowns, fire clowns, any kind of clown you can think of. You're just beating the shit out of them, and it's a brawler type, like a beat 'em up, like Streets of Rage 3 or Final Fight, kind of running through the city, murdering people. And I'm trying to beat it without cheats. It's really getting annoying because Penguin's a cunt. He's such a son of a bitch. He flies around and he drops the goddamn umbrellas. Oh my god.
You gotta fight him three times?
Okay, I only got to the one time. I beat Catman. I beat the cat bitch twice. Okay, I beat her twice.
Did you do the thing with the duck?
No.
He rides a duck?
I don't even want to know because I'm already frustrated enough with this asshole. How can he fly? That's stupid.
I have beat it.
I like the game. I'm trying to beat him. I'm trying to beat it without cheats, but I'm getting frustrated.
Oh, good for you.
I'm getting very frustrated.
Using save states? Or no?
No, because nothing. You can get to that part pretty quick.
Okay.
You can get to where I keep dying pretty quick in about.
It's an enjoyable game.
Are there at least a half hour, so.
Passwords?
Yeah, there are. I haven't used them because I just play them for a hit. It's so easy to get to that part.
Oh.
I don't have a whole lot of continues left when I get to there. You know what? No, you mentioned it. I don't think there are passwords.
I don't believe there are.
No, I don't think there are. No. That there's sucks. Three continues. It's, I know.
There's actually a surprising amount of shit on the SNES. You can throw people into.
You gotta get their shit together.
It's satisfying when you slam them into the ground or through fences or glass. Yeah.
Glass, yeah.
That's considered one of the better Batman games, right? I mean, the one on the NES is really good. I like it.
That's a future episode. The original Batman on NES.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I think this one's better than that. It depends what you're looking for, though. I mean, this is just like a brawler.
Cool.
Side-scrolling brawler, but it's fun.
Awesome. All right, cool. Just a quip.
Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead. Quip. I wanted to mention we got a message on Twitter from a friend of the show. His name's Andrew, and he kind of wanted to know what our setups were for, for our, when we play our games.
Mm.
So he was just wondering if we could go around the table here.
Okay.
Kind of give us our setups. I guess, Rory, go ahead.
Mine's probably the easiest. I really don't collect hardware or software. I collect ROMs and images. So if I'm not playing on my computer hooked up to a regular monitor, I'm playing on my Pi, and the Pi is direct HDMI. And I sidestep all the problems of having to get like a frame
5,000 cords,
a frame master, or exactly, or conversion cables or upscaler. I don't do any of that shit. Mm. Okay, not my thing, not my jam. I respect it, but I don't do it. Okay?
Right,
not my thing. I have a PS2. I have a Dreamcast, but they're direct. What is that?
S-video?
Component.
Component.
Direct components.
Yeah,
and like,
yeah.
My TV, one TV still supports that. Right. Yeah, eventually, you know, TVs won't, and then I'll have to get some type of converter at some point. But I'll cross that when I get there.
Right.
Eric?
Well, all my old consoles, my old man gave them away to a guy. Well, no, I don't know. He gave them away to a guy he worked with for his kid years ago. So I haven't been in the business of rebuying all that shit because it would cost me a fortune. Can't really afford all that crap. So right now I just play the.
Would you?
What's if that? If you had the money and the ability to get it, would you do it?
Some things, are worth. Some things I think are worth it. Sure, okay. Especially the original NES. I'd like to own one of them. But that's for another time. I definitely will. But right now I do all my retro gaming pretty much on the Pi. Yeah, and I've got I still have the PS2. You know. With the regular jacks, and I got the HDMI on the 360, PS3, and Xbox One.
Okay.
So.
I'll go because I think Ryan has kind of the most interesting, hookup. Yeah. But, I do have the Pi, which is an HDMI hookup to an HD a 4K TV. I do have, an NES, an Atari, and a SNES hooked up to a smaller HDMI, which actually, it looks decent. The SNES and the NES are plugged into what are they called? Splitters. So I can go right to the same input and play either one of them, using RCA cables.
The Switch.
And then the Atari is plugged in with the Atari uses that fucking box, RF box where you have to switch. I'm sure people who listen to this podcast probably know at this point that you can fuck that box and get an adapter.
Okay.
That plugs right into the component cable. The coax cable, and it screws right into the cable input.
Oh, okay.
And that's it. You don't need that box.
Huh.
Get rid of the box.
How about it?
Okay. You can get it at Radio Shack for like $3.
Hmm.
Anyway, that's what my 2600 is plugged into. My PS2, N64, and the 360 are plugged into the 4K TV. The N64, you can get away with on the 4K. It looks a little shitty, but it's playable.
Okay.
The other systems look like ass on that television.
Yeah.
The N64 is playable. It's component. I'm sorry. It's RCA. And then,
do you have a CRTV for those?
I don't. No. And you know what? That's blasphamy. I really should be playing like an Atari
Atari,
They need to be on a CRT. I don't. They're on HD television.
Okay,
yeah.
You should be playing Atari on a chalkboard.
The PS2, I think, is S-Video, and then the 360 is HDMI.
Yeah.
But Ryan, let's go to Ryan. Ryan does have a CRT, so go ahead.
Yeah, no, I have a CRT. I have the Genesis on the CRT. It's just like a 27-inch CRT, you know, I got for free. I was helping somebody move.
Okay.
And I'm like,
yeah, by the way, they were real
like,
quick.
I'm just throwing that out. I'm like, well, no, I'll just take this. That's fine.
Fuck it. I could use that.
Yeah. I fucked it up. I mentioned to Andrew on Twitter that, Your CRT was like 40 inches.
No, I think it's 27.
I'm like looking at it now. Like, there's no way that fucker's 40
inches.
No,
it's not. It's heavy as shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's 40 inches like depth. It goes back like 4 feet. It's like ridiculous. Yeah. But
they're like road barriers, those fucking things.
It's crazy.
It takes three grown men and a small boy to carry it down the stairs. Yeah.
It's heavy as hell. But yeah, I have the Genesis on that. The GameCube's on that.
Okay.
Dreamcast is on that. I have a PS2 and I used to have it on it, but you don't really need it because the PS3.
Right.
It can, do all that shit.
Right.
Yeah. And then on the standard TVs, like the regular HD TVs, the Xbox, the Raspberry Pi, and the, PS3.
Okay. Yeah,
so that's pretty much my setup.
There you go.
The CRT is essential for like playing the old systems.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah. I mean, it's your play. If you are playing an NES on an HD, not only is it possible that it looks like shit?
Mm-hmm.
But it slows down your control. So if you're playing games, we've mentioned this 100 times on this podcast, but if you're playing games like Punch Out,
right,
you forget it. Really, forget it.
Yeah, it looks like
because the controls have to be absolutely spot on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And
there's latency.
There you go.
It's true, yeah. And there's a big difference when you play on the CRT.
Absolutely.
Like,
yeah,
huge.
That's you know, that's what I would do. I would get a CRT TV, you know, for the retro consoles for sure. I wouldn't want to. I mean, because what's the difference? I mean, they're going to look like shit on my HDTV, whereas the Pi, they look great.
Right.
So if I'm
with the filters applied and like the CRT emulation on the Pi, but it's still an HDTV.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It's still in the right.
And a lot of the CRT, you can get a CRT for nothing.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can't throw them away.
You don't need that size CRT.
You can't put them out for the trash.
If somebody goes, I'll carry that 400-pound CRT TV out of your house, you can have it for free.
Dude, that was a bitch to get up here, man.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Anyway. I had to take a break.
You gotta be a goddamn ancient Egyptian to rig that fucking thing up here.
It was unbelievable. I just forged the river, man.
The forge
right
of
up the
a thousand suns.
40 feet of steps up to the upstairs. Yep.
Anyway, I just want to thank Andrew for that suggestion on
Thanks,
Twitter.
Man.
Yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah. Although we're all kind of boring with our setups.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
There are so much crap out there that you can do.
Like Rory said, I mean, there's that Frame Meister.
Frame Meister. I believe it's $300.
It is. Yeah, I looked it up.
You know, who's going to do that?
And I can't.
Well, there are people that buy them. And I think there's a waiting list to get them.
Is there really?
I don't have that kind
of
money.
What's a Frame Meister for those who don't know?
It's like an upscaler that like allows you to play games on basically a higher end resolution.
Yeah.
So like I think the NES is like 240 P or I don't really know enough about. I mean, I sidestep all of this. I don't want it.
Right.
With the emulation, I don't have this problem at all.
Yeah, for the little bit that you're sacrificing and the way the game looks and plays, it's just not for me.
The convenience is the convenience is worth more than the accuracy. I don't care.
Right.
It's not my thing.
I would actually just rather get a switcher and a CRT. Like if I had the room, then I would get a switch and a switcher and a CRT, and that's how I would play. Those older. Pre-1997 consoles on that CRT.
Yeah.
Fuck if Frame Meister.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, $300. I mean, yeah.
No. Because I'll get a CRT for $60.
Free.
Or free, right.
Yeah, that's all I got mine.
Anyway.
So. In any event.
All right, cool. Well, ahead on the episode, Mike's going to do a little farewell to his Odyssey, his Atari Odyssey.
Yeah.
But first, we have a hypothetical for you. Hypothetical scenarios.
That's epic music.
That is pretty epic. If you're running for president, who would be your running mates? Hmm. All right.
Ryan.
Want me to go first on this one?
Obviously, it's a video game character.
Right. Well,
obviously.
Yeah, these are video game characters. Sorry, I'll take the reins on this one. I'll go first.
All right.
So, here's what I did. I didn't pick one person. I picked like a few.
Here we go. Every time
Ryan makes like up his own rules for every game.
Yeah, you just go your own way.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things. I couldn't decide on one person, so I went, hey, you know what? I'll get three people to do the same job.
Okay.
It's very efficient.
Fair enough.
All right. So anyway, I would start off, I'd have Sonic.
Mm.
All right. The reason why I have Sonic, get shit done fast. If I wanted to, like, pass a bill, shoot him off the Congress. He bounces around. He's out there all the time.
He can run fast, but can he type fast, Ryan? That's the question.
I'm sure he can.
How many words per minute?
He can run fast.
Yeah, why get other people to type? That's all right. Well, Sonic's quick. He's a quick mover. You need a guy like that.
Yeah.
Out there.
But old Sonic, not new Sonic.
No, the old one. I don't want the 3D one.
No, okay.
No, 2D. 2D. 2D Sonic.
2D Sonic.
Yeah, 2D Sonic out there doing his stuff. I would have Yoshi. It's kind of like my, everyone loves Yoshi. He'd be like my diplomat. I would send him out.
Department of Agriculture.
Yeah.
He's been known to sort a cookie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think he's a partier. Like he can go mingle with people. Everyone loves Yoshi.
Isn't he a T-Rex?
He's some kind of dinosaur.
He's a T-Rex, I thought.
He does have short, stubby arms.
Is he a T-Rex?
He's like a murderer. He's like
a... Yeah, but who? Yoshi?
No, he's friendly. Everything.
No, but he looks he looks like a happy, friendly little...
Yeah, but that's... It's like Kirby. Kirby's a murderer,
Yeah, but you've
too.
Never seen Yoshi
yeah.
get
well,
mad.
All, yeah.
Have you? Is there any, like, a game where Yoshi turned into asshole mode?
And, you call me a liar?
He eats people.
He resembles a T-Rex, but yes, you're a liar, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I love it.
You're fabricating what you want it to be.
You emulating piece of shit.
You son of a boy.
Yeah, yeah. He would definitely be like a foreign, you know, he would go to the foreign countries, you know,
okay.
talk to the other leaders, like he would hang out and
or
party.
Eat them. All right,
he would
sure.
have a good time, you know,
okay.
and report back to me. Like he would just be on the road all the time.
Okay.
And just report back to me.
All right.
I would need someone to really, you know, put the hammer down if I needed to, if I had to go to him and really, you know, go at it. It'd be Bald Bull.
Ooh,
I would have Bald Bull.
Selection.
Bald Bull, take care of shit when shit needs.
Yes. If punching can solve it, he might be able to do it.
Yeah, he would lead my military, I think.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, Bald Bull, you know.
Take care of that fake news.
He would. He'd do that well.
Yeah.
He'd beat the shit out of people.
He'd start doing the short punches.
Yeah.
If Yoshi's charm didn't work, I'd be like, fine. All right, fine. I'm sending the bull.
All right.
Here goes Bald Bull. He's on a plane right now.
Triple threat.
I tried with the dinosaur. I did the best I could.
I tried to be nice. You didn't listen to T-Rex? You're going to listen to the Turkish destroyer.
That's right. So
allegedly a T-Rex.
That was good.
There are my choices.
Good.
All right, so where are we headed now? Let's go to Rory.
All right, gentlemen. So, for my vice president candidate, I'm going to take Dr. Wily, okay, mm-hmm. from obviously Mega Man. Mm-hmm. Why am I going to take Dr. Wily? Well, first of all, he's an evil scientist, but he's still a scientist, okay?
Okay.
All right, so I feel like he knows some shit, okay? All right. Maybe we can make that work.
Nice.
Number two. Obviously, he has skills in reprogramming robots, so I like to have some robots reprogrammed to do my evil bidding.
So you would build a robot army to take over the world?
Correct.
You'd be a dictator.
I could also... I don't have to answer that. Not to the little people like you. We could also replace my enemies with robots, okay? So there you go. Can't beat that. He has access to a spaceship. So, obviously, you can't beat that.
Well, during a nuclear war, you get the fuck out of here.
We're going to have to, like, do something about the engine, though. I can't take that. That's awful. Like, that is where you hit mute on your computer. You can't hear that shit. Number four. He looks suspiciously like Albert Einstein, and I think I can somehow abuse that to my benefit. So I'm going to do that.
Okay.
And, finally, he's likely going to try to double cross me and overthrow me, with his robots. So I'm going to keep Mega Man on staff, like doing something. So,
Secretary of Defense.
Chief of Staff.
I was actually thinking he was going to like mop floors or something. You know?
Oh, there you go.
He's a robot. He apparently doesn't have problems with that. So
until you need him.
Dr. Wily, take it away.
Good enough.
Eric, how about you?
Oh, well, I'm trying to win. So I got Lara Croft.
Okay.
Lara Croft.
She's educated, world traveled. You know what I mean? I think I get the women's vote.
Also a murderer.
Okay. Okay, so's yours, right? Your guy's a murderer.
Robot murderer.
Yeah, okay. Still, same thing.
Sounds like a debate.
All that treasure she finds, she could help fund the campaign. You know what I mean? But mostly because men are idiots.
Okay.
Now, I know we're not supposed to get political here, but I work with all men, okay? And the amount of times I heard before our recent election...
Eric, being a prisoner is not a job.
Okay. Rory, stop. So the amount of times I heard, oh, if Trump wins, we'll have a hot first lady, okay? I could just explode. Like, what does that exactly do for us? But it doesn't matter because that's how simple they are and how stupid they are, okay?
Okay.
So the idea that we would have, well, now my vice president's going to be a hot vice president. So I think I would get a lot of the idiot men vote too.
There you go.
So that's it.
Because we don't have a hot vice president.
Yeah. No.
Didn't Lara Croft like inherit all of her money? Isn't she like a one percenter?
Yeah, she's got shitload of money. She could help bankroll the campaign.
There you go.
Yeah, she comes from a rich family.
I don't think she cares about my problems. I'm just saying
they're all billionaires, Rory. None of them give a fuck
she
about your
care
problems.
About my problems.
Anyway,
cool.
So that's it, Lara Croft.
Lara Croft, Mike,
Scrooge McDuck. And that's it.
All right, moving on
from hypothetical situations.
Let's go to Mike's scenarios. Farewell to his Atari Odyssey.
Goodbye, Atari. So I've been playing this system almost like exclusively for what, the last year? Whew. So I guess.
Sounds like a punishment.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's what I want to talk about. Like, does this thing hold up now? You know? So my short answer is, after playing all sorts of games, different styles, whatever. No, I don't think this system holds. And, but a sidebar to that is I think it depends on who's playing the system. Okay. So
I think it holds up for different reasons.
Hmm.
You don't play Atari. I don't play Atari for the entertainment value. I play it for like the car wreck that it is. Like I don't play, I don't ever go and play Atari and think that was a satisfying session. Like, for example, Metal Slug. You play Metal Slug.
I'll retire to pay down.
You play Metal Slug and you're like, damn, that was fucking
you
fun.
Light up a cigarette afterward. It's like, exactly. God, damn, that was hot.
You turn on the vacuum, you turn that light on, you watch that shit spin around in there, okay?
Yeah.
But like, when you play Atari, it's like, what is this? What is, like, it's like an oddity. Like a foreign film.
But I hate to call it a train wreck because, yeah, does it look like a train wreck now? Absolutely.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, well, I mean, when that thing came out, it was revolutionary. Yeah. It's probably one of the single most, I mean, other than the Magnavox Odyssey, it's probably this one of the most single most revolutionary home consoles.
Oh, it's, it's a huge, you know, it's an important part of video game history.
You can't argue.
And
that.
And there you go. That good segue right there. That's who I think would probably enjoy this console the most is somebody who, well, two people, either one, someone who grew up with the console, or even if someone didn't grow up with the console and grew up with NES, I still think they could go back to 2600 games and enjoy them. Some of them, not so much. Mm. But there are games on that system that are totally enjoyable.
It's fun factor.
Even if you came up with were brought up with an NES. The people, though, I think that would enjoy it the most are people who are interested in the history of video games.
Mm.
Like, they want to see where shit came from.
Sure.
And I'm kind of a sucker for that stuff. I mean, I love history in general.
Mm.
So, I, you know, whether it's like music history
or hot first ladies,
ooh, fucking Abigail Adams,
Martha Washington,
I climb her cherry tree.
I think that
is she the one with the wooden teeth, or is that
Jesus Christ?
They both had wooden teeth, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
They all had wooden
teeth. Anyway, what the hell was I talking about?
If
history, if someone who was interested in the history of video games, they would be kind of inclined to go back to it. Sure, and I would definitely recommend the console to those people. But for anyone that grew up with Jesus, I would say, like, if you grew up with an SNES,
I would argue NES alone, the next generation after it,
it's huge.
It blows it out of the water.
It really does.
The jump between Atari, any Atari, even up to 7800, to the NES is night and day. Even for dog shit NES games that were primitive.
Yes.
The difference is huge.
I mean, Super Mario Brothers, if you want to compare one of the first platforming games.
Yeah, look at your cartoon.
Is, you know, that's the other thing, real quick. I'm kind of going off top, but on the Atari, there were so many firsts.
Mm.
So one of the first platforming games, you know, Pitfall, Porky's, or
was Porky's in an Atari game?
Yes.
Really?
Or what's the
looking at nude women?
Montezuma's Revenge. They're all platforming.
Yeah.
You know, kind of game. It all had firsts, but when you played Super Mario Brothers,
it was just blew it out of the.
I mean, it was literally, you know. This is kind of a weird analogy, but okay, if you listen to like really old ancient fucking music and it's all that chanting music, right? The music before it finally started to change was like 300 years, mainly because the church said, yo, you can't do all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then like certain composers came along and started doing all sorts of shit.
Mm-hmm.
The jump from Atari in that short amount of time.
The innovation was.
Is incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys, have you ever seen nowadays a jump?
I was just about to say the jump from Xbox 360 to Xbox One or PS3 to PS4 is nowhere near as big as the jump from Atari to NES.
Okay.
But
NES to Super Nintendo.
Or NES to Super Nintendo.
But NES,
yeah.
Well, you're saying the NES really to Super Nintendo is just as
no,
big.
It's another
just
huge evolution. Atari. Huge. Mm-hmm. From 8 to 16 bit.
Yeah, but don't you feel like, I mean, if you played Super Mario Brothers 3.
Okay.
And then you played a Super Nintendo, like Super Mario World. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the graphics are
big difference.
But I mean, I just don't think what you saw from Atari to the NES.
Yeah.
Massive.
It was
bigger.
There was background. There was backgrounds. Yeah, yeah. There were no background or foreground in Atari games.
Right. Yeah. Right.
You know, does that take away from like your enjoyment of that system?
Right. Like people on when you saw Nintendo, they had the characters had fucking clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they had a shirt.
Expressions.
Right.
They had expressions on their face. Yeah. You could tell that Scrooge McDuck was angry or something.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was absolutely. But I mean, Atari's important. I mean, and you want to talk about the history of it. I mean, it was the first widely owned console. I mean, if you look at the other ones, it sold 30 million units.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. The Magnavox Odyssey, right? And ColecoVision each sold 2 million compared to, and a television sold 3 million. I mean, it was just
really only
people remember it. People want to play it and want to own it because it's a lot of it is nostalgia, but at the same time, some of the games are absolutely playable. I would never throw it in front of a teenager ever, you know, but even somebody that started with NES.
They've never played a video game before and you had an Atari.
Okay.
I got kids at home, right?
Like they're an alien and they come from a
super little
planet.
They're very little, but like, When they grow up and they're, you know, interested in video games, what do I put in front of them? Do I put an Atari? It's definitely the easiest.
If you're a cruel father, you are.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
No, but I mean, there's seriously.
Here's E.T., son. Figure this out.
Here's E.T., little shit.
Wait.
You get out of that hole.
You'll never play video games again, Mike.
Yeah, but they don't know any better.
That's true. They don't. And we didn't know any better. And that's why it's acceptable for you and I to play it. Because we owned them when we were kids. I mean. Wait, did you own an Atari when you
I
were
did, yeah.
Okay,
I had an Atari when we were kids. You know, I think all of us here at the table had an Atari.
We can appreciate it.
Television. But
Ryan had an Intellivision.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which they basically made all the same shit. Intellivision would just go, all right, you guys have that. All right.
We'll just make it
too. We'll just do this.
It's funny. It sold 30 million units. I was looking up at how many units consoles sold. How many do you think Genesis sold?
60.
I don't even.
Lower.
58.
Lower.
20.
57.
Higher.
27.
Okay. 30.75 million. So it sold 750,000 more consoles than the Atari 2600.
Wow.
That was mind blowing to me when I read that. I was like, wow, because
because
gaming exploded in that 16-bit generation. So that's how big Atari was when it started.
And you know, here's another crazy fact. They manufactured the Atari, I think, till like 1991.
Wow.
The 2600.
Oh, maybe that's why it sold so many. But either way.
Really, 91?
But I mean, that's still a crazy, I mean, people are still interested in buying that.
Yeah.
Even when Super Nintendo was coming out.
And they were still putting that system out.
They were still putting out consoles.
And look at Nintendo, the classic, done.
Yeah.
Pulling the cord.
Yeah.
Look at Nintendo.
We didn't get one yet.
Unbelievable. That's crazy. I didn't know 91.
It was like 91, 92.
So the 7600 was out.
The 2600, they were releasing games until 91.
Somebody look it up real fast. But
77
they still make hacks
released,
and stuff like that. But that's off the books.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Yep.
That is nuts. What am I looking up?
When they manufactured it till. Just go into Wikipedia, put in Atari 2600. But I kind of wanted to talk about, after playing it for so long, kind of my top 10 best and top 10 worst games.
Oh, that's
that
cool.
I found on this system.
Okay.
Let me preface this by saying I didn't play all of them. Real fast, before I do this, emulating the 2600, I want to turn to Rory real quick about this before I get into the top 10s.
So the best way to emulate any Atari generation, well, the, you know, 2652 or the 7200 is going to be Stella.
Right.
Stella is, I've never run into a game that it won't play, including like all regions and, like hacks and like, prototypes made by just anybody. you can't really emulate the Atari well, like on the Pi per se, without a keyboard, because you have to emulate all the dip switches and all the dials and all that stuff, like reset and difficulties, because there's not enough buttons on the controller. Right. So, like, again, using Windows with Stella is optimal. Now, that being said,
Stella's not the easiest to use. I always have problems with Stella.
Do you?
Well, yeah. It's not. Yeah. I have trouble getting the games to start because.
Getting them to work. I don't know what the buttons are.
But it's not Stella's fault. Stella boots it right up. The problem is that the games are all goofy because many of them don't have title screens.
Right.
Right.
So, like, you're just like hit reset, hit A. Like, literally, I go down all the function keys.
I noticed it was like F3. F1 and F2 are like the. F1 and F2 are the game select, and then F2 is like the game. Start.
Okay.
So you have to hit those.
Well, it was like that game Solaris.
All the function buttons.
Wait, remember that game Solaris?
Sure.
Like, you have it on the system.
Sure.
All right. I tried it on Stella.
Right.
And I was like, well, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Like,
Solaris is kind of a weird one though, because
I'm trying to play it on Stella and
you don't even need
Stella.
You could play almost all the Atari 2600 games in your browser. You could just Google
really?
It. But you know, play in browser, whatever game.
I do want to say, I mean, if you're interested in, for whatever reason, checking out an Atari, I think just get the system.
Yeah.
Just get the system and the games, because you know what? You can get a system and like 40 games for like $40.
Oh, wow. I didn't know it was that
totally.
Affordable.
It's incredibly affordable.
Oh, okay.
And if you don't even go out to dinner for that.
Yeah, no shit.
And if you don't
my wife drinks?
If you don't. If you want
to go to Red Lobster tonight, stay home, buy an Atari.
And you know what? If you don't want a 2600, like, or, like one of the six switchers, you can get one of the four switchers or the junior, and it's even cheaper.
Yeah.
Than so I just and also the experience of playing with that stupid joystick. I gotta be honest. I mean, that's the fuck. That's the experience.
That's part of it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, okay, you're playing on your keyboard.
It's unique.
But I mean, there's those stupid joysticks, those stupid paddles,
the one button.
Yeah. It just I don't know. It makes it so. Well, anyway.
Okay, so I got the retail availability of the Atari 2600 released in North America September 11th, 1977. How about that?
September 11th. Wow, 77. 11th.
Discontinued January 1st, 1992.
There you go.
How about it?
That's
25 years ago.
92.
Yeah, they ran it that long.
There must have been like a little factory, just like three employees making 2600.
Three old ladies.
We need seriously. More.
Yeah. Ethel.
It's only three
more. 2600.
Grab me a motherboard.
We're not going to Sizzler tonight.
All right. So I'm going to real quick just go over my top 10 worst and top 10 best games of the system. Okay. We're going to start with the worst. So number 10, golf. There's no reason to play any sports games on the system. None.
Yeah. What about boxing? Boxing was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Downhill skiing was pretty cool.
Skiing was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, not to
Golf is weird. You got one. Obviously, you have one club. It's not like you're going to switch between your wedge and your 5-iron.
Right. You just.
It's a bizarre setup.
Just kills the immersion.
It sucks. There's only 9 holes. It sucks. 9 is Laser Blaster. Because, it's slow and confusing and I didn't like it. 8 is Pele Soccer. Because there's 3 soccer players and when you move your joystick, all 3 of them move the same fucking way. And in fact, I don't even know if you can score in the fucking game because when you move, the goalie moves at the same time. I don't know.
Jeez, Pele played forever.
Number 7, this is funny, is Video Pinball. Because you guys are talking about, I don't want to play pinball on an Atari game.
When you play Devil's Crush.
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay.
Number 6 is Dragster. I couldn't even get the car to move. Number 5
this
is
car sucks.
Number 5 is Spider-Man. Every time he went to a building, he fell down. Fuck it. Spider-Man. Number 4 is Gravatar. Don't put gravity in a fucking gravitational pull
like
in a video game.
The carnival.
You had to shoot these fucking guns. And every time you went to get close to a fucking gun, the game would pull you into the side and blow your ship up. Fuck that game.
It's weird.
Number 3 is Firefly because it was annoying and the sound it was horrible. Number 2 is Journey Escape. I don't know. I don't like Journey, and it played Journey the whole time.
Journey
did
the band?
Really?
Yes.
Wait,
the object of this fucking game. I hate this game.
Okay.
The object of this game was you were a band member, and you were trying to escape a concert to go to a planet. A planet?
And there were paparazzis and groupies and managers. Take, and then they would hit you and pull you down to the bottom of the screen while, like, Don't Stop Believing just went in a loop in Atari glory. Oh, fuck that game.
That's what they want. What the hell?
Yeah, like, Don't Stop, that song is reserved for 3 a.m. when you're completely shit-faced and you're about to pass out.
It was
that,
just,
the
it
only
was just,
time that song's
it was
acceptable.
Just Number one is, Pac-Man. That game is horrible.
Yeah, it's really
broken.
Shitty version.
The controls don't work. Mm. The sound is awful. The ghost flicker. Terrible game.
That's all. I'm sorry not to interrupt, but that is one of the biggest reasons that Atari flopped is, even though that sold kind of well, the how shitty it was compared to the arcade really turned people off.
Kind of well. It was their best-selling game.
Right, but at the same time, they thought it would sell a whole shitload more than it turned people off from buying other games.
I thought they made more copies of the game than they actually had consoles.
Well, that as well, yeah.
I thought so many people would buy an Atari or extra Ataris for some reason.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
These are my top 10 best games that I think hold up to this day. I think they're still totally playable. Anyone can pop them in and enjoy it. Number 10, Dig Dug. Very fun game. Number 9 is Spider Fighter. I mentioned it last episode. Kind of like a Space Invaders clone. Number 8, Pitfall 2. Huge game. There's water in it. There's a hot air balloon in it. Lots of fun. Number 7, Missile Command. Very addicting game. Number 6, Super Breakout. Again, very addicting. 5, Mega Mania. 4, River Raid. Any game that's not set in space, I'm all for. Number 3, Frogger. Awesome game.
Mm-hmm.
My number 2 game is Solaris. I think it's the best looking game on the system and the most deep.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, read the manual. This game is, you'll have as much fun as this game with this game as any game. Number 1, the game that started the Zelda Metroid Adventure.
Wow.
Adventure.
I think is the best game on this system.
Okay.
Totally playable.
Have you beaten that yet?
I finally got the challenge to the Golden Castle.
Wow. Nice. Good job, Mike.
Excellent game. Very good game.
How long did it take you to get through Adventure?
What, to get
you said you beat it, right?
Well, I mean, it took me like months.
Oh, no.
But I mean, the day that I beat it.
Like when you finally beat it.
11 minutes.
11 minutes? That's all it takes. Oh, shit. That's interesting.
And, you know, by the way, that's
it
the thing.
It was a tool-assisted speed run.
By the way, that's a nice thing with these Atari games. They're so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Now, whether or not they're fast because you've gotten bored with them or, you know, it just ends fast, you know, I don't know. Right. But what, you know, I plan on. I'm going to keep playing this thing.
Oh, so you're not like glad it's over. Like, I know this was like part of your odyssey where you were just going to start at the beginning and you'd be dead by the time you went through every game.
Right. No, I'm going to keep playing. There's still games I want to try out, you know, so we'll still hear about Atari on this, on the podcast.
Sure.
But,
absolutely.
And you know what? I like that about, there's not a lot of podcasts that talk about the 2600, probably for good reason. But,
well, yeah.
But I'm going to move on. I'm probably going to do the 8-bit systems. Mm. So I grew up with the NES.
Yeah, yeah.
So
oh yeah,
I already know about that. So I'm going to check out, you know, the Master System and the NES and stuff like that.
Cool.
A lot of games that I haven't tried on the Nintendo.
All right. Well, chapter closed.
Mm-hmm.
The Atari Odyssey is done. Complete. For now.
No, it's done.
It's totally done. It's totally done.
Every once in a while, you'll hear me. Yeah. Bring up an Atari game on the Odyssey.
Cool. All right. What do you say we get to the game review? All right. That is the music from Sunset Riders. Game put out by Konami. That sounds like the arcade. Game came out in 1991 for the arcade.
That was the Super Nintendo.
That was Super Nintendo. Yes. Oh, it sounded like arcade. It sounded pretty good. Came out in 1992 for the Mega Drive Genesis and 1993 for the SNES. And Sunset Riders is one of my favorite games, you know, of all time. It's a total classic run and gun game.
It's a great run and gun game, and they changed it up to be cowboy themed, which is what the genre needs. It needs to always be something different.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Cowboys is a great way to do it. But it's not like real cowboys, it's like cartoon fake cowboys. Like
right. It's arcade.
It's like
yeah.
very
right,
stylized.
Right, goofy. Right.
Just the arcade alone, it comes in a 2-player variation mm-hmm. and a 4-player variation.
Right.
And I've never played with 4 players, but maybe we can get a game going sometime in the future.
That would be cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially on awesome. The Pi with 4 ports.
Yeah, I've never done that all at once. I've done it in the arcade.
That'd be sweet. Yeah. But never. Well, it's crazy how different the, I mean, obviously the arcade game is superior to the
yeah,
SNES.
Yeah, it's going
to
have the best visuals.
But it's surprising how usually ports to the consoles were so disappointing.
They were gimped in some way.
Oh, yeah. Whereas the Super Nintendo version is pretty
it's very similar
yeah,
to
it's
the
pretty
arcade.
Close.
True to it. And the Genesis game was yeah. just completely different altogether. Yeah, completely.
But it's still good.
Yeah.
I mean, they gimped in the Genesis, for example, they gimped from 4 characters to 2.
Right, which kind of sucks.
And then they have this weird 2-act structure on every level where you have to save a girl who gets, like, tied up for some reason and then put on a porch. Doesn't make sense.
Right, right.
Yeah, the bonus stages, I thought were way cooler on Super Nintendo. You had to shoot the guys
the
as they
gun.
Popped
yeah.
up when
yeah,
there was
yeah,
this
yeah.
weird, like, trailing the,
You're like following a wagon.
The
that,
wagon.
Throws stuff at you.
The,
why don't
yeah,
you just give me the
Genesis.
Lives, lady? Why do I have to
yeah.
catch
yeah, that? Yeah, it was a pain in the ass. Cause it was, first off, it's hard to hit the shit that she's throwing out of the wagon.
Yeah.
And when you're playing with another person too, it's ridiculous. Remember we were playing together.
Sure.
And it's hard cause you don't know. Yeah. There's only one wagon. So you're just kind of like fighting for shit. So it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
bonus levels aren't the best on the Genesis.
Yeah, and they didn't have like spoken dialogue. Everything was in like a word bubble, whereas in the arcade and Super
right,
Nintendo,
right.
you know,
yeah.
bury me with
yeah,
my
yeah,
money.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? Bury
yeah.
me with my money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there's some really funny stuff in that. Like, okay, ma'am. Like the way that yeah, you talk yeah. to everybody. Yeah. Okay, ma'am.
Yeah.
Don't hurt my brother. Yeah. Okay, ma'am. Like they recycled it.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, even in the first level, to restore your health, you go into the, you know,
you go into the
whorehouse.
Yeah.
You know, come out, yeah.
Just like
restores your health. Yeah. Right.
They were
right.
more scantily clad in the arcade version.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have like,
SNES didn't, you know,
yeah, they,
yeah,
kind
they
of
got away
dresses
with
dresses in Super Nintendo.
Yeah, that because it's the family console,
yeah,
you know
right,
what I mean?
Right,
the,
you know, right. murder, that's,
yeah.
that's cool.
And when you caught on fire in the Genesis version, you could actually like see your skeleton, like the arcade, but not in the,
right.
not in the Super Nintendo version. It was just like, you just like,
yeah,
had
yeah,
a little
yeah,
invincibility,
yeah.
you just flashed on the screen.
Right.
It's also like a pretty, it's like kind of like Blazing Saddles, like it's pretty culturally insensitive game.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh,
totally. Well, the Genesis
level
one.
With the Indians?
The Genesis yeah. one, yeah, they had that level.
It's on par
the
with
Native
Punch
Americans,
out.
Yeah.
in terms of being racist.
Yeah. Like the,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
What's that, Chief Powell Scalp or something like
yeah,
that? The
it's
guy
pretty,
that something
wow.
scalp you, Chief
wow.
Scalp you or some
oh,
shit was the name of like, one of the bosses.
I think it's
yeah.
Chief Scalp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chief Scalp him. I think that's it.
Yeah,
they had a
like, they
name.
Have like these like ridiculous like Mexicans from mm-hmm. like the 1800s, like the Paco
yeah.
Loco.
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
right.
There's a guy
yeah,
with
the bounty.
Like a, there's
yeah,
guy with a
yeah.
shield and a whip. I can't remember his name.
Oh, he was, I hate it. That was the hardest part of the game for
stuff.
Me. I can't
his
fucking
same,
stand him.
He
what was the trick? Is there a trick to beat that asshole?
You have to just like time it. It's just timing.
Yeah, I forget his name. Guillermo or some shit like
Guillermo.
That. Yeah, or Del.
Guillermo.
I don't know what it was.
Or like the big like meathead guy on the horse with iron, and you have to like get on the balcony. Mm-hmm. His third boss, and like shoot down at him.
Speaking of Mexicans, I love me the pink Mexican, the Cormando.
Gormando.
Gormando.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
my that fucking
yeah.
shotgun. Spray shotgun
yeah.
is though,
yeah.
just it's just overkill, man. It's easy mode. It's awesome.
Yeah, like any other
he's
game,
favorite.
Like you know, we talked about Metal Slug on the other episode. There's different power-ups for the weapons. Like, mm-hmm. you know, your initial weapon is one shot.
It's one shot,
and then
you get
two
guns.
You get two guns, and then some, you get the, is it rapid fire?
Well, I don't believe
it's
rapid
fire
is an arcade. I believe the
not.
Arcade, well, the arcade, you could easily emulate auto fire.
Yeah, right.
So you
right.
wouldn't have that issue. In, if you're keeping it to the Pi, at least for us, this is in our Final Burn Alpha.
Okay.
Yes.
In the Final Burn Alpha category. And it plays excellent.
In the Genesis one, there's a versus mode. I don't think I've ever even tried.
I never tried it.
Even I owned the game as a kid, and we never even tried
it.
To do
Genesis
it.
Genesis was the only one that had that.
I don't play versus modes.
It's weird. Well, it's like Double Dragon has one.
Yeah,
Double Dragon 2? Is
yeah,
it Double Dragon
to,
1 or 2?
It's one. But
one.
You have to
yeah,
fight
stupid.
With the same character. Like, you
yeah.
can't pick,
oh, really?
Yeah, it's
you
dumb.
Can't pick different ones. So
but
it's like a
Sunset
mirror
Riders.
Match. Like, why would I do that?
Yeah, yeah. Is Sunset Riders like that? Same character?
I don't.
Well, no, you're probably two different guys.
I don't shoot brothers, Ryan. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I never tried it.
I don't
weird.
Do it.
Something I never saw. Mm. I like the music in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, I do. I always like the music.
You like the music in every game.
I think the Genesis one and the Super Nintendo and the arcade, they all have their own like flavor. It's all good music across the board.
It is really good.
They all
music.
Have
it
their
is.
Own.
I mean, even though sound. It has that Genesis Super Nintendo kind of sound,
yeah.
it
still
good.
Sounds like the Wild West.
Yeah, it does. It gives you that feel for sure.
It's upbeat, like Western type shit.
Yeah, it's like it's the whip cracks here and there.
Right. How many levels are in the arcade? There's less.
Are there? I believe.
So, I'm trying to wiki this.
There's probably eight.
I thought there was eight, and then they only put four?
In the Super Nintendo.
In the Genesis?
Yeah.
No, the Genesis, they added levels, I think.
No,
definitely not.
No, they took everything away
in the Genesis.
They
gimped the shit out of the
Genesis.
Wait,
hold on a second.
But they tweaked it again, where like there's like two stages for every
For every level, right. Yeah.
That's what I mean. There's more levels.
No, then it would just pan out to be eight. Because there's two levels. I think there's four stages. There's two levels each stage.
The Genesis is the weakest one, but it's still a good game.
I thought there was...
but you can't compare it to the arcade.
The fucking
arcade.
Super Nintendo. I take issue with this. Like, you know, they try to do things to make games harder.
Yeah.
Okay, so that you don't finish them real fast or whatever, like you feel like you got your money's worth. When you die, you continue at the very beginning of the level, whereas in the arcade game and the Genesis game, right where you died, you continue. Which is
By the way, they are generous in their continues. Oh, you get like five continues, right?
Ridiculous. But still, having to start at the very beginning, when in the arcade version, you just started right, you know, where you died.
You know what I understand about the game is that you easily kill like 500. You kill like 500 cowboys in that game. Like, I guess they all work for the same guy in a gang. Like, how much is their cut? Like, it doesn't make sense.
It's a lot
like,
of them.
Right.
What the hell is their action plan here? And are they all getting paid? Like, it seems like you, again, it doesn't make sense to be part of this gang.
Must be like a huge drug empire or something.
Especially like after like, you know, seven previous levels and you're like one of the henchmen on like the eighth level. You're like, these people have killed a lot of our people. I'm only getting like $1 a day. Like, I don't think this is worth it.
Bag of oats every week.
Seriously.
The boss fights aren't that bad. They're pretty simple, the boss fights, I think.
Well, I like the fact that it even has boss fights.
Yeah.
And they're all different.
Yeah, they're all different. Yeah, exactly.
Except for that fucking guy with the shield, man, and the whip. Oh, fucking
hell. Yeah, you're right about that.
God, I hate that guy. I'm going to get his name right now. Guapo, whatever the fuck his name is.
But the game plays just
I'll never
like...
forget him.
Contra. I'd say it plays like Contra. I mean, there's periods where there's bullets flying everywhere.
Well, and it is.
It's
Konami.
Just dodging bullets. Right. Same game company. It has that different, you know, Contra feel to it, where you're dodging bullets, you know, the whole time.
It actually also spices it up with the horse levels.
You ride the horses and do
the shooting on the horses.
Right.
You know, but it doesn't commit like the Super C, like vertical.
Right. That's true.
It doesn't do that kind of thing, which is actually to its, you know, to its advantage.
Yep.
You know, the Genesis version was slower.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was slower.
Than the other, you know,
definitely a slower game. There's less sprites too.
I kind of felt, unfortunately, the emulator that I was playing this on, crapped out on me, so I wasn't able to play it very much, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seemed like every time I played the Genesis version, every time I'd get to another, you know, the screen would scroll over.
An
enemy was right there shooting already.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, there was no time for me to be like,
sometimes they sneak up and they sneak up behind you and shoot
and
run away.
Shooting. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. You bastard.
Fucking, that one boss, Vladimir Putin, I call him. The guy with the shirt off on the horse that keeps running back and forth. He was fucking brutal with that. He was like deadly accurate. It was fucking hard.
I found it. I mean, is it me?
No.
Was it hard?
No, I'm with you. El Greco. That's the son of a bitch with the shield and that son of a, that horse and.
I can hear Putin right now.
Never forget.
We have problem.
Yeah, but it's one of my favorite games. It's a big memory game for
me. It's a blast.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, it's one of the first games when I...
So you own this? Do you still have it?
No. That's one of those games that went by the wayside. With my original Genesis, that all those games went away.
People talk about the franchise. Like, people still talk about, like, the Turtles games.
The arcade cabinet shared it was the same arcade cabinet as the Turtles.
Really? Oh, shit. How about that?
Yeah, it was the same cabinet. And same hardware, same everything, same controls. All they had to do was change the overlays on the outside of the cabinet to switch it and then plop the game in. you know.
There is an unofficial sequel, though. It's not been ported to anything. I think it's called Mystic Warriors.
Right.
And it, instead of cowboys, it's ninjas.
What's it on?
It's arcade.
Oh, really?
It's arcade. It's called Mystic Warriors.
I never heard of that.
It's okay.
Is that on Pi?
Yeah, it should be.
Really?
It should be in the final.
And it plays kind of like the same way?
It's the same thing. You can shoot in all directions.
Okay. Well, here's another one that's pretty damn close to Sunset Riders. Rory and I play it.
Cowboys of Moo Mesa?
Yeah, Cowboys of Moo Mesa. You guys ever played that?
No.
It's ridiculous.
Dude, you're cows, but it's just like Sunset Riders. You're cowboy
Except
cows.
You're actually cows.
You're the actual animal.
You're the animal cow.
And what do you do?
You're upright. You're upright. You're men, but you're cows.
Oh,
I see. It's just like Sunset Riders.
It's fantasy.
It apparently was a cartoon show, but we're too old for it. Like, we didn't.
Yeah, we were too old.
I never heard of it.
So to me, it's a video game.
It's called the Cowboys of Moo Mesa.
The beginning's great, too.
Now I get it. It's a pun.
It's a pun.
Right.
What a jerk off.
That gas leak started up again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Check out the big brain on Brad.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay.
The game's pretty much
this is silly.
It's just like Sunset Riders. it's fun as hell.
Yeah.
And the bosses are pretty much kind of like the same.
Yeah, it's
almost like it mocks Sunset Riders.
That's funny.
It's awesome. I believe it's also Konami.
It does.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's fun. It's like a spiritual sequel or successor, I guess you call it. But it's not really directly in the franchise.
No, it has nothing to do with Sunset Riders.
Play Mystic Warriors. It's not bad.
I got to check that one out.
Give it a whirl.
I will. So what do you guys think of the game? Would you collect or would you emulate or thumbs up, thumbs down? What do you want to do?
I would say this because, unfortunately, let me go first because I only got to play it for just a little bit. From initial experiences, I would emulate it.
You'd emulate it.
But I will say on the Genesis, it's $15 to $30. Mm. And on Super Nintendo, surprise, surprise, it's $80.
Well, $80.
Superior game in every way.
What the hell? Yeah.
I know, but you know what? Everything you look at on Super Nintendo
is way more money.
It really is, man. Yeah. It's bull. I mean, fucking.
Because they only made like 80 Super Nintendos.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, but I would emulate it. I would like to try it again. I only got to try it that once, so.
It's fun.
I'm not a good,
Play all the variations. You gotta play the arcade, Super Nintendo, Genesis.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Definitely.
It's fun, because you're seeing different stuff.
Arcade's great.
Yeah, the arcade's awesome.
So the arcade's so good.
We gotta do that four player. Yeah, we gotta do that sometime.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Can you net play like that?
We can only net play two.
Yeah, we do what's called peer-to-peer, so it's only two people maximum.
You'd have to
set up what's called a server.
Me and Eric,
we got our own club going on here.
Server.
I don't know about you guys.
Server.
A server. We never heard of that.
And
five card ass.
I took the name after a guy from Cowboys of Moo Mesa. I thought it was a funny name.
What's that?
Five card stud.
Oh yeah, that's actually where five card stud.
There's an evil cow that plays blackjack.
Yeah, he's
and I thought that's the best name I've ever heard in my life. Yeah, so yeah. I stole it.
That's me.
That's five card stud.
Speaks to me.
I want to be a cow that cheats
totally
at blackjack.
I forgot all about that when we brought that up.
Anyway.
I would buy this game again because I used to own it and I like it a lot. I would buy it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take out the price of it. I don't want to do that. Take that into consideration.
Definitely.
So I would just say that I would collect it.
Okay.
Right.
But, yeah.
So that's like a thumbs up, not a thumb side. Emulate is like a thumb sideways to me. Hell is a thumb.
I mean, fucking hell. If I had the money to buy the actual arcade.
Right.
That would be like one of the first arcade machines I would buy.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Would it be Sunset Riders? Rory, go ahead.
Well, I'm not buying shit, but I recommend everybody else buy it. It's excellent.
Yeah.
All variations, even the Genesis.
Nah.
I like it its own way. I mean, it's inferior to the other ones, but it's still
getting very
game.
Frustrated with that game.
Where
I was.
The sliding, you have to master.
You're playing
sliding.
It. Right? Did you play the arcade version? I mean, that was just balls out fun.
No, I'm talking about the Genesis version.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that was a bad idea.
Why were you getting frustrated?
I never played it before.
Yeah.
Like I said, the enemies would just come in off of
the
screen.
It's not an easy game, but you get a lot of continues, but even the cartridge games for the consoles play like a game on the RetroPie where there's a lot of continues.
Yeah.
Like when you play, there's continues.
I was really getting mad at some point.
Were you really?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's real fucking fair. That's awesome. Yeah, I didn't see that guy, but he's shooting already. Keep playing. This
good
is
job
great.
Hanging out the window there, pal. Yeah, yeah.
Suck when you're on the train and the fucking telephone pole comes by. Dude, and that, it's like, come on. That's fucking, I already got my hands full of these 10 jerk offs with guns.
The first time, like I said, I only played it the one time. And the first, I only got through the first level. Like I beat the guy at the end of the level, like one,
some
two.
Work cut out for you.
Yeah, but then, I mean, like, you know, I played it for an hour, maybe 45 minutes.
Right.
And then after that grind, I was like, I gotta take a nap.
Yeah. All right, let's end this one, guys.
Yeah, break it down.
Speaking of Wild West. It's a very a Wild West song.
Old Towny. Saloon.
That's right. All right, well, we'll see you next time. And if you want to contact us, Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This, and you can email us at emulatethis@outlook.com.
Peace out.
Later.